Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 9th to the 15th, 2013. Israeli military carried out 77 invasions into Palestinian communities this week. Meanwhile, the Palestinians continue to fight the construction of the wall on their land through direct actions on the ground and in the Israeli court system. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Anti-war and settlement protests this week were organized in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political detainees in Israeli jails. IMEMC's Saher Soos with the story.
Protests this week were reported in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, the nearby villages of Bil'in, Ni'lin, and Al-Nabi Saleh, as well as Al-Ma'asra village in the southern West Bank, in addition to Kfar Kadum in the north. In Ramallah city, residents and families of political detainees held by Israel gathered near the Ofer military detention center near the city. As protesters tried to reach the detention center, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Local youth clashed with the Israeli troops. As a result, 150 Palestinians were injured by Israeli tear gas and rubber-coated bullets, medical sources reported. Moreover, in the nearby villages of Bil'in, Ni'lin, and Al-Nabi Saleh, soldiers also used tear gas to suppress the weekly anti-war protests. Many were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Bil'in and Ni'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on their lands. While in Al-Nabi Saleh, soldiers attacked protesters before even leaving the village. Meanwhile, in Al-Ma'asra and Kfar Kadum villages, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to force anti-war protesters back into the villages. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at both locations.
International human rights organization says Israel violated the laws of war in its latest Gaza Strip offensive. Meanwhile, a court hearing is held on the issue of the wall near Bethlehem. The details in the following report. Human Rights Watch said in a report issued on Monday, 12th of February, that Israel violated laws of war during the airstrike campaign in the Gaza Strip last November. According to the U.S.-based rights group, Israel carried out 14 airstrikes in which there didn't appear to be a valid military target, and four others targeting militants, but which used disproportionate force to do so. These strikes occurred between the 14th and the 21st of November 2012, in a period of fighting Israel called, quote, Operation Pillars of Defense, end quote. Human Rights Watch said the attacks killed 43 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children. These included a bomb attack on a home in the northern Gaza Strip town of Jabalia that killed Fuad Hijazi, a 46-year-old janitor, and two of his children, ages 4 and 2. An Israeli military spokeswoman told the Associated Press that, quote, it's regrettable that the organization has opted to publish unverified claims, unquote, rather than waiting for the report by the Israeli military. On the other hand, Human Rights Watch argues that these internal investigations usually do not use trained investigators and do not focus on laws of war violations, which is why the organization chose to publish their own findings. The Human Rights Watch report is based on interviews with residents in which they were asked whether there was militant activity near the attack sites. It also checked whether the names of slain Palestinians were included in lists issued by Gaza resistance groups announcing the deaths of their fighters in order to determine whether those killed were militants or civilians. In the meantime, the battle against the construction of the wall near the Crimson Convent in Beit Jara continues. This week, the final hearing for the case of the Crimson Valley against the separation wall was held in front of the Special Appeals Committee in the Magistrate Court in Tel Aviv. Advocate Manal Hazan Abu Sinni from the Society of St. Eve on behalf of the Salesian Nuns Convent and Advocate Ghaith Nasser on behalf of the landowners gave their closing arguments in a session lasting 7 hours. The final hearing took place after a series of court sessions that started in 2006 when the plans for the construction of the wall were submitted and the military seizure and the military seizure orders for the Crimson Valley lands were handed over. The courtroom was crowded due to the importance of the case. Auxiliary Bishop and Vicar General of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, William S. Shomali, Beit Jala's Parish Priest, Father Ibrahim Shomali, and Beit Jala's Mayor, Dr. Nair Salman, came to observe the proceedings. Despite of international demands for Israel to stop the settlement activities in the West Bank, Israel is moving forward with the construction of new settlements and the expansion of existing ones in the West Bank, which is, according to local observers, a main threat to the peace process and the two-state solution. This week, Palestinian political detainees continued their hunger strike. Meanwhile, the Israeli army conducted at least 77 military invasions into West Bank communities. In Gaza, one child was killed and three others were injured when an unexploded army bomb exploded near them. IMEMC's Ghassan Manoura has more.
This week, Israeli troops arrested 46 Palestinian civilians during the daily invasions targeting West Bank communities. Most invasions were reported in the cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, southern West Bank, and Jenin and Nablus in the north. Among those arrested by Israeli troops this week were 8 children. In other news, 300 Palestinian political detainees in Ramon prison implemented a one-day hunger strike this week in protest of Israel's ill-treatment and in solidarity with Samer Isawi, who is on hunger strike for 200 days. The family of Isawi and his lawyers warned this week that he is in life-threatening health condition. Shireen, Isawi's sister, spoke to IMEMC.
For Samer's health condition, he is suffering from a sharp decline in his heartbeat, also a drop of minerals in his blood to critical levels. He only weighs 99 pounds. He suffers pain all over his body. He loses consciousness repeatedly. Doctors warn that his heart and kidney may stop at any moment.
Earlier in the week, the Israeli government approved the construction of 90 new homes in the settlement of Beit Eil near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, the Israeli human rights group Peace Now reported on Monday. According to Peace Now, the Israeli government announced the plan in the newspapers, which means that the new wave of homes are already approved and construction may happen in the coming few days. In the Gaza Strip this week, Palestinian sources reported on Thursday that one boy was pronounced dead and three others injured in two separate incidents of Israeli army unexploded ordnance detonating near them in the northern part of the coastal enclave. Imad Abu Quddus, 5 years old, sustained head injuries over the weekend when an unexploded bomb left by the Israeli army exploded near him in the town of Beit Hanun. Doctors pronounced Abu Quddus dead on Thursday, local sources in Gaza reported. Meanwhile, also on Thursday, three Palestinian children between the ages of 3 and 5 were injured when an explosive device left by the Israeli army detonated near them, also in the town of Beit Hanun. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza, the three children suffered critical wounds. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 9th to 15th, 2013 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmael.